All right, we just saw Joe Johnston's Captain America, and I really enjoyed this film. I thought it was a pretty solid superhero film, certainly far better than Thor or The Green Lantern this summer, and probably even more enjoyable than X-Men First Class, to be honest with you. I mean, in terms of just pure, visceral enjoyment. I don't know which movie is quote-unquote better. Certainly they're very different, right? This is like a feel-good... This is like the movies that we remember sort of, I guess, growing up with, where you go to the summer movie blockbuster and you sit down and you're entertained for a couple hours and it's there's tons of money there on screen in terms of special effects and solid actors saying cheesy and funny lines, and then it's over and you don't really think about it again. But I really enjoyed it while it lasted. What do you guys think?
Well, I felt like I was put in my place for making fun of my housemate who was going to a midnight showing, because I enjoyed it much more than I was expecting to. I think it's been one of my favorite superhero films that I've seen in the past few years, actually.
Wow. What about you, Mike?
I also liked it a lot. Like Dave said, I really enjoyed how it was kind of like a no-brainer kind of film. Yeah. Like you just sit back, you kind of enjoy yourself.
Because if you did have a brain, you'd wonder, why are there advanced energy
levels? Oh, man, yeah, there are a lot of questions that brought the film brought up that I just don't think... I don't think there are good answers to. But other than that, I thought there was a few pacing issues with the movie, but I think they're relatively minor.
Like, what do you
minor.
Mean by that?
No spoilers, though, right?
No spoilers.
I mean, so I can't really talk about it. That,
okay. But yeah, lots of questions linger. Like, this suffers from like the Star Wars prequels science plot holes, in the sense that in those movies you go back in time, but the technology is more advanced. Same thing here. It's like 1940, but they have like such advanced weaponry. It's insane.
Don't you know that the Nazis had UFOs?
Yeah. I did like, I thought the bad guy was great, played by Hugo Weaving.
Mm-hmm. Hugo Weaving is always a good villain.
Doing a German version of Agent Smith, basically.
I have mixed feelings about the makeup for him, though.
It was solid.
I don't know. I guess I just would have liked it to be a little less, you know,
over the top.
Green mask, or the mask. With Jim Carrey, which is what it just reminded me of.
It was like a red version of Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Yeah, and I wanted it to be a little less waxy looking.
That's fair enough. Maybe his true form is waxiness.
Yeah,
I think that's the explanation there. His like assistant character. Oh, this is for you. His assistant character.
Oh,
it's pretty interesting. Oh, thank you. I like his assistant character because the whole movie... Yeah, we'll try something. Because the whole movie...
That's him before his
The whole movie, he looked like he wasn't sure if he was on the right side.
Yeah.
Every time the Hugo Weavings did something evil, and his assistant would be like, I don't know if this is the right
pretty
thing.
Pretty much every time the camera was on him, he looked like he's unsure of himself.
Oh, yeah, there's pork in this, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, other than that, I thought he saw Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh yeah,
hilarious, hilarious.
Great character.
And
I
just...
liked the lady too.
Yeah,
the strong woman. Yeah, it was just really satisfying in a moment of frustration when she reaches out and fires a gun, and it just, I don't know, there was a strength to her that I appreciated as a woman myself.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Fair enough. By the way, this noodle soup is not nearly as good as the tower.
Right.
It's kind of watery. It's still good. Still good.
That's fine.
We're at Jojo Taipei right now, eating and talking about the movie. What else? Oh, there were so many nice little, like, emotional moments that I liked. Early on in the film, Captain America is, before he becomes Captain America, he's given a number of opportunities to demonstrate why he should become Captain America, mm-hmm. and I really like those.
Yeah.
You know, those are really nice.
Yeah.
And this whole, like, atmosphere of, like, Americana and, you know... like classic American life, like the nostalgic America that you remember through paintings and Norman Rockwell and so on and so forth. Is that Norman Rockwell? Who's the painter guy?
Yeah.
I mean, that is totally Joe Johnston's wheelhouse.
This is a guy who made October Sky and Rocketeer, you know? He knows, he's very comfortable operating in this environment, so.
I also thought it was interesting the way that they approached racial tension back then.
Well, it was a very all-inclusive movie. Like they
Although
tried to
it
include.
It's interesting the way that they just kind of skipped over the whole Jew part.
Really did. Like, the Jew part.
Like at first, you know, they have all these white people, and then suddenly, you know, when the Asian and the black characters show up, it's noted.
The French.
But then, you know, the Jewish doctor from Germany, it didn't
make
it.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. What'd you say?
I mean, but with, you know, the Jewish doctor from Germany, it didn't mention anything about him getting away. Instead, he just looked at him and said, you know, I'm from Germany, and is wondering if that bothers him.
Well, because you have a big issue where Hitler is not the main villain of the film, you know? So that was kind of interesting the way they splintered that off into a different conflict altogether. But yes.
Yeah, he didn't really kill any Nazis.
Yeah. Good point. Anyway, overall, I really enjoyed it. If I were a parent, I'd take my kids to go see it.
There's some fairly gory parts, though.
Yeah. There's also some really beautiful shots in that movie. It's also a very beautiful movie in a lot of ways. Overall, I liked it. If I was a parent, I'd take my kids. If I was a kid, this would be like my favorite movie of the summer. And it reinvigorates my faith in America, quite honestly. Anyway, Captain America, the First Avenger, go see it.